Hello.
Hey Kyra, how you doing?
Hey, good, how are you?
I'm all right. I had just a quick second, I was wanting to catch up with you on a couple of QAs. Hold on one I have a couple of older QAs that were handled, calls handled back in November, which were just deductions for hold time.
Okay.
There were two for Elias, New Hampshire CCW. Just make sure you are, checking in with that customer. Try your best within every 30 seconds. If you need, use a stopwatch link and set it for like 25 seconds. And that way, when you see it getting close to the 30 seconds, you can kind of pop back in and check with the customer. Those were handled the beginning of November, though. I just haven't been able to catch up with you to get around to touching bases on those. Your QAs look pretty good. For the most part, there was one more recent for Elias, New Hampshire CCW, which came back as a 70, and those deductions were one deduction was for hold time as well, and that took off 10 points for the call. The other deduction had come from you verified the address on the account, but for just keep in mind for all Elias calls, New Hampshire CCW, Light Owl, or TaxLine, we also have to make sure we verify that customer's callback phone number. So after verifying the address, just ask them, is the number you're dialing under a good callback number for you? And if they say yes, just make sure it's the same number that's on the account. If the number they have on the 5-9 doesn't match the phone number that's on the account, we would need to have it updated just for contact purposes in case somebody was needing to reach out to them regarding their application. Okay. I did want to touch base regarding your attendance. I know yesterday you had a doctor's appointment that had came up. Do you have any documentation provided from any doctor's appointments that you could have turned into HR?
I had one from yesterday. My mother, she went to Birmingham, so I have excuse on her behalf.
Okay. All right. And I know you've been, you and your daughter, you've been kind of, trying to get into some appointments. I know we've touched base on that before. So I do want to run by you, anything that may be pre-planned, or anything that's needing to be settled, make sure you try to request off in the system, or see if there's any way you could do like a giveaway. Your attendance, it had been ran from October 28th to November 28th was the last time it was ran that I had checked. And let's see. From those dates, it was your attendance was a 53.31%. It's looking like the
I'm sorry, you can go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. You can go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's because you had called out absent 2 days. There were a couple of late callouts, 5 days. You had left early 1 day. The system had 4 shift abandonments marked for you as well, meaning you wound up, clocking out early and not calling the attendance line. And that was on November 4th, November 18th, November 19th, and November 21st. And also two no-call, no-shows on November 26th and the 28th. So those mainly shift abandonments and the two no-call, no-shows those really are hurting your attendance and bringing it down. And again, I know you have been in touch and, you have had quite a few appointments. Is there anything that we can do to help, work around this?
No, ma'am, because Sunday is my last day.
Is it?
Yes, ma'am. Sunday is my last day.
Oh.
And I, because Saturday, someone had basically hit my car while it was parked. So I've been depending on Laquana to take me to work. And then I had a situation where I talked to someone. I don't know who it was at ASK. I talked to someone and I told them that my cousin had died, and I stayed at work for like I think a day or so, and I came back in. But today I'm coming in on my off day basically to, get some time in.
Okay.
But Sunday is my last day.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I do understand, you have to do what works for you, and whatever's coming up for you, I wish you the best of luck, dear. I really do. And I just want to say, because I am out of office, hopefully I can pop back in and catch you before Sunday,
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. A little under the weather, but I'm all right. Thank you.
Yeah, 'cause I know it's the weather's changing everything.
Yeah. I think that might have something to do with me feeling down. But either way, I do know that you're in here today, trying to help out, make up some of the missed time. And hopefully that'll help the paycheck coming in. Just in case, I'm going to run it by you because, coming in for overtime, that doesn't improve the attendance percentage.
Right.
Yeah. But regarding this, because it is at, or at that, for those dates, was at a 53.31. I'm going to give you a bit of an update to the time frame more currently and what the percentage is. I'm probably going to shoot that to your teams. And before I, have anything entered, I'll have everything updated. But I do have to document this as a verbal warning and put it in the system just for you to sign off on. Did you have any questions or any concerns or anything while I have you? Anything I can go over or help with?
Not that I know of right now.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Kyra, and I hope, you try your try to enjoy the rest of your shift and for however long you'll stay in today. And I'll try to catch up with you before Sunday, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I hope you feel better.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome.
Bye.